Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said what the average man wants to get out of his new car is the teenager. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible and to learn what God requires of those of us who are children of God. We appreciate the opportunity always to look into the Word of God, and we see the importance of doing so in our world about us today. There are many people in the world who have no time whatever for any religious thoughts or any religious teaching. They would rather just simply not be bothered by any reference to the Bible or anything stated in the Bible. Well, friends, they can choose that way if they so decide. Yet at the same time, I suggest to you that we might as well become acquainted with the Bible here, because we're going to face it in judgment. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 48, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And so just because I decide I don't want to hear the words of Christ doesn't mean that I'll never hear of them again. It just simply means in judgment I'll still have to answer for those things that the Lord has spoken. All right, we appreciate very much the opportunity of talking to you about the Bible, and we'd like to have our lesson today and throughout this week based on some statements that are found in the last book in the Bible. The book of Revelation was written approximately 96 A.D., and the things that are recorded in this book are the final things that God wanted to say unto the human family. There is nothing in addition to it. We don't find anything that we have a right to subtract from it. We simply must do what the book of God says. Now, when we look at the final words of people about us, we see how important they are. How many times have you heard of someone who has lost a loved one, and then as they're thinking about their great loss, they'll say, "The last thing that he said to me was," and that seems to be of extra importance to those people. "These are the last things that he said." Now, generally speaking, if you and I were asked about the last words of Jesus, I'm sure that our thoughts would go to the statements that were uttered on the cross. In Luke 23, beginning with verse 27, we have Jesus uttering words like this, "I thirst. Into thy hands I commend my spirit." These are words that were spoken while the Lord was here upon the earth and just prior to his death. However, we're not talking about those words in our study this week. They are the last words of Christ while he was in this mortal body. Yet at the same time, the last words of Jesus are the words that are recorded in the book of Revelation, as God closed his inspiration and his revelation to the human family. Now, I hear a lot of people talking about books in addition to the Bible, things that have been written since the Bible was written. Somehow or other, they have the idea that they are equal in authority to those things that are recorded in the Word of God. But friends, if you believe the Bible at all, you believe that God completed his message with the book of Revelation. You believe indeed in the closing of the revelation that God has given unto mankind. Well, as we study, I'd like to look at some of the words Jesus used as he brought to a close the Bible and closed the things that have to do with God's revelation of himself to mankind. What a fortunate thing it is to know that God loved us enough that he revealed himself to us, that he told us the things he wanted us to know, and the things that I could not know in any other way. Now, I could know that there is a creator by observing the creation. looking at things that are around about me. There's no way that this world, with all of its design and wisdom, could have come into existence without a creator. And so the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. And so David said in Psalms 19 and verse 1. Well, not only is that true, but when I look about the things that are created, not only the universe about me, I also observe mankind and the things that are involved in the human body. When you look at these things and you realize the design that God had in mind and that he brought into effect when he created man and he created woman and placed them in the garden, you can see the wisdom that is involved in the creation. That would tell you that there has been a creator, one who is wise, one who used a plan in regard to our creation, and so we could learn that. But friends, I cannot learn that Jesus loved me by looking at a stone or looking at a tree. I would not be able to know that Jesus died on the cross to bring about my redemption merely by observing some great canyon somewhere or looking at some sunset and all of its beauty. Those things do not declare unto me the things I need to know about redemption. Therefore, it is with great joy that we read the Bible, because the Bible gives us that way of knowing what God is like and what God is concerned about and of the great love that he has for the human family. So we look into the Bible and we learn of Jesus, the Son of God. We learn of the redemption that he brings to the human family. We learn of the fact that he has promised to return, and in his return will take us unto himself, that where he is, we may be also. And so, putting the Bible together with the creation that is round about us, we declare there is a God. And the psalmist said, the foolish said in his heart, there is no God. And so when a person comes to the conclusion that there is no God, that's a foolish conclusion because the evidence is too strong otherwise. Well, when we look then at the revelation, we're looking at the close of that revelation of God unto mankind in the book of Revelation. It is simply the last book that is written, and it is written to give us insight into what God is like and what God has said as far as you and I are concerned. These are the last words of Jesus. They came by inspiration. They're not just simply something that John came up with on his own. It's not simply something that some person thought up and put together. It is a book inspired of God, and it brings to a close what God wants us to know about redemption. When somebody says, well, the Lord spoke unto me and told me what to do, friends, I don't believe that the Lord speaks to men in this way today. He speaks by his word, and that's the only way I can know what God wants me to do. Well, tomorrow we'll talk some more about the last words of Jesus. We hope you'll be with us and remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.